Right. In the old alchemical references, alcohol used to be referred to as spirits. Is that a form referring to some type of angelic manipulation, meaning that when someone consumes a lot of alcohol, they open themselves up for angelic manipulation?
Not manipulation. Sometimes we call it truth theorem. Sometimes it's a way to drop some of these rigidity positions. Some people would never get laid if they didn't get high.
Okay, so go back to the question. So the whole thing of alcohol being referred to spirit, does that activate the spirit? Is that what you're saying?
It can. It can. It diminishes it. It makes some people mean because they're mean anyway and they're pushing against it. Makes some people kind and happy and easy because they're, always say, a nice drunk. Okay? It basically takes the heatness out of the fire. Takes the heatness out of the fire and allows you to be. And then you gotta say, oh, he's under the influence. So now you get a thing, you can do whatever crazy thing you want. Some people use it as their thing to say how much they hate you or love you or move you or whatever, based upon their ability to say, oh, I had too much to drink. I'm sorry I hurt your feelings. I didn't mean to cut your throat. But you did have a lot of extra blood.
So is it the fermentation that of the alcohol that affects the hypothalamus or something in the liver?
No. It doesn't have anything to do with that. It has to do with the way the sugar is in the blood. It changes, we say the bubbles in the blood. That's why they do the blood test or the alcohol in your, it changes the viscosity of the blood so that it gives you that euphoric, lighter feeling because it flows through your bloodstream. Makes you feel you call drunk. But what nobody knows is that you're realigned. If you did have too much to drink, you can get lit and take two realigned. And in a little bit, you're all of a sudden sober as a judge. It takes the trash out. It really will. People in bars have that everywhere sitting around to give it and try it sometime. And you're like, damn, I just messed up $100 drunk. I'm sitting here going, I'm lit up. Then I take two of these. I'm back sober as a judge. It's terrible. So don't do it if you want to mess up your buzz. But it will take the alcohol out of your bloodstream. Very insightful.